This is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 2nd. I'm Lisa Young. Paonia's Board of Trustees voted in a recent meeting to not pursue a possible sell or transfer of the town's Twin Lakes property. According to reporting in the Delta County Independent, the decision followed an extensive staff presentation and nearly 2 hours of public comment. Trustees focused on infrastructure constraints, governance requirements, and the town's capacity to manage a sell process. Berg Harvest and the Carl E. Berg Education Foundation had expressed interest in purchasing the former wastewater lagoon site for a museum and observatory connected to the foundation's nonprofit and educational activities. More on this story is available online at deltacountyindependent.com. In environmental and health news, saying no to plastics can make you and the environment healthier. For New Mexico News Connection, Roz Brown reports.
Plastic is widely used in our society for its convenience, but when it breaks down, negative health effects can follow. Experts at Consumer Reports say there are simple changes New Mexico folks can make to reduce intake. One of the best ways is to look for products that come in recyclable packaging. For example, eggs that come in a cardboard container instead of clear plastic. Drew Tower with Consumer Reports says retailers will definitely take notice.
Consumers can use their purchasing power to push the market towards products with more sustainable packaging. Consumer choice really, really matters, and you can vote with your dollars.
Another way to reduce the need for plastic is to avoid processed foods, which are much more likely to be packaged in plastic and shipped from afar. You also can make a point to buy things that are locally grown or produced because they don't need to be shipped and require less packaging. A bill introduced in the New Mexico legislature this session to ban single-use plastic bags failed to pass. Several cities and counties, however, have implemented their own bans, including Carlsbad, Las Cruces, Silver City, and Santa Fe County. Kevin Loria, senior health and food reporter with Consumer Reports, says single-use plastics currently make up 35% to 40% of plastic production.
When we look at the amount of plastic that is produced in the world, a lot of it for packaging, half of the plastic ever made has been produced since 2002. If you look at the amount we produced in 2019, that's expected to triple by 2060.
A 2025 University of New Mexico Health Sciences study detected microplastics in human brains at much higher concentrations than in other organs, and the plastic accumulation appears to be growing over time. Tiny bits of degraded polymers, microplastics, are found everywhere, in our air, water, and soil. The study found that over the past century, they've lodged themselves throughout the human body, including the liver and kidneys. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Colorado's Plastic Pollution Reduction Act, which bans single-use plastic carry-out bags and expanded styrofoam food containers at most large retail stores and restaurants, went into effect in 2024. Small businesses with three or fewer locations in Colorado are exempt from the plastic bag ban, but must also charge a 10-cent fee. A West Slope Latino advocacy group recently published findings related to the disappearance of Garfield County residents. The group is calling on Colorado's Attorney General to step in and investigate what they describe as potentially illegal collaboration between federal immigration agents and local law enforcement. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KDNK's Lily Jones reports.
Over the past year, Voces Unidas has collected civil rights complaints from residents of Garfield County. According to a recent article published by the Voces Unidas Action Fund, over the past year, 9 people have disappeared from the Garfield County Jail, only to later resurface in an Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, detention facility in Aurora, Colorado. The group's findings indicate that in 9 out of 10 documented cases, jail records show each individual as released, when in reality, ICE agents were allowed to enter the jail and take them into custody. Alex Sanchez, president and CEO of Voces Unidas, believes these actions are against state laws which disallow local law enforcement from holding people for federal immigration purposes.
We have documented, based on testimony from impacted families and impacted individuals in documentation and public record, that ICE agents are allowed to come in to the jail are, then we don't know what happens inside that jail. But certainly ICE agents are in secure jail facilities, and individuals are never allowed to be free, which we believe that's inconsistent with state law.
These community members, whose ages range from 22 to 42, bonded out or were ordered released by a judge, but they never left.
Family members waiting outside, family members being told by jail staff that their loved ones are minutes away from being released, yet they never showed up.
Sanchez says that this constitutes a transfer of custody, which is illegal under Colorado statute.
They're literally inside locked doors, and ICE is allowed to come in a secure area and detain them there. That feels to us more like a transfer. This is what it used to happen all the time when it was legal to do so.
State Bill 25276, passed last year, expressly prohibits a jail from delaying a defendant's release for the purpose of an immigration enforcement operation.
Colorado has passed a variety of state laws that prohibit ICE holds. That's what they were sort of called. They were administrative holds within the jail. ICE would call the jail and say, hey, we have an ICE hold, or we have an administrative warrant for this individual. Can you hold them for us? So that became illegal in the state of Colorado several years ago. And in essence, what the Garfield County Jail, we believe, is they're doing basically the same thing without calling it an ICE hold.
60-year-old Luis Armando Rivas Martinez lived in the U.S. since the early 2000s. His was the 10th case obtained by Voces Unidas. Rivas Martinez was detained by Garfield County Sheriff's deputies in the Walmart parking lot in Glenwood Springs on June 3rd of 2025 without a judicial warrant. Sanchez says that deputies drove him to a gas station in Debeck, 55 miles west of Glenwood Springs, and handed him over to immigration officers who were waiting.
A resident of Glenwood Springs was at the Walmart parking lot in Glenwood, and two deputies of the Garfield County Sheriff's in their vehicle detained someone for the sole purpose of ICE enforcement, not a crime. He had not committed any federal crime.
A case report by Garfield County's Special Problems Enforcement and Response Task Officer Nate LaGiglia states that a federal special agent had asked local law enforcement for assistance to transport Rivas Martinez. The report also states that Rivas Martinez was wanted for federal charges, but Voces Unidas' search of public record found no warrants. Colorado House Bill 1124 prohibits law enforcement from arresting someone on the sole basis of a civil immigration detainer. Rivas Martinez has since been deported to Mexico. Sanchez says that the harm inflicted on the immigrant and Latino community in Garfield County could be immeasurable.
We have worked so hard in the state of Colorado to ensure that this is the Colorado and communities that we wanted to build. And unfortunately, Garfield County government and Garfield County sheriff have undermined decades and decades of goodwill and work as a community. And now, because of their action, members of my community may not call 911.
KDNK attempted to contact the ICE field office in Glenwood Springs on the afternoon of February 20th, but no one answered the phone. KDNK also reached out to the Garfield County Sheriff's Office regarding allegations of inmates being turned over to ICE within the jail upon their supposed release. Records manager Kevon Nye responded that they do not track individuals or other agency involvement after the individual has bonded or otherwise leaves the custody of the Garfield County Jail, adding no records exist to quantify the claim. Voces Unidas has called on Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser to investigate the Garfield County Sheriff's Office for possible violations of state law prohibiting local law enforcement from collaborating with federal immigration. Another state bill passed in 2020 gives him the authority to investigate and pursue action against law enforcement agencies suspected of civil rights violations. The AG's office declined to comment on an ongoing investigation. For KDNK News, I am Lily Jones.
That report was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, including KVNF. That's your KVNF regional newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa.